This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. It's time now for our movie critic, Bob Mondello, to share his latest home video recommendation. Today, he's got a massive 15-disc collection of TV comedy nobody's seen for a while. It's called The Honeymooners, The Lost Episodes.
39 Honeymooners Half Hours played in syndication for decades, but before it was a sitcom, The Honeymooners was a sketch, and this collection goes back to the very beginning, October 5, 1951, on a variety show called Cavalcade of Stars.
This evening, Jackie Gleason introduces two brand new characters, Ralph and Alice Cramden. As the curtain opens, we find Alice preparing dinner for Ralph, who was due home from a hard day driving a bus.
Their rundown New York tenement looks just like it would later, but Alice doesn't. She's played not by Audrey Meadows, but by Pert Kelton, who lost the part after just a few sketches when her husband was blacklisted.
I'm much too young to love.
Kelton's tougher, raspier Alice does serious battle with Gleason's Ralph, hurling stuff out the window that hits actor Art Carney on the head, only he's not playing sewer rat Ed Norton yet, just a passing policeman.
Don't let it happen again.
If the characters aren't always familiar early on, the plots often are, shorter versions of what would later be half-hour episodes, and those catchphrases that both Alice and the audience knew were empty threats.
One of these days, Alice. One of these days. Pow! Right there.
Gleason kept the original kinescopes in a private vault for decades, and though some of these 100 or so lost episodes have been seen since, this 60th anniversary collection still has fresh treats, including the home video debut of 8 musical Honeymooners when the Cramdens won a trip to Europe.
I'll visit all the smart cafes and have a round of drinks. And while I'm there in Paris, I may stop to see the Sphinx.
The Sphinx!
Other curiosities include a Jack Benny Honeymooners parody, scripts from missing episodes, and some Cold War sarcasm when Ralph is mistaken for a Soviet commissar and asked to comment on the sad plight of the American worker. Who better than TV's proletarian to set that record straight? A proletarian who's blustery but can always be tamed in the final scene by his wife. I'm Bob Mondello.
I start screaming and ranting and raving, and I don't even know why I'm yelling.
You better hurry up, champ. We'll be late.
Baby, you're the greatest.